The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
Another person who should live and be well, who should greet Mashiach, who has an amazing amount of humility, despite the fact that he's perhaps the uncontested gadol in America today, is Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky. And I want to tell you three stories about Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky. First story, Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky, I went to see him about, it was last summer, not this past summer, the summer before, on a very, very important topic. I made an appointment to see him, and I come into the yeshiva in Philadelphia, where he's the Rosh Yeshiva. He's not sitting in his office, he's sitting in the secretary's chair, and he's on the phone. And he says, no, very pleasantly, no, I did not sign that. No, I did not send out that email, I don't even know how to do email. No, it was not me. Someone wrote my name, but it's not me. No, it's all right, it's all right, it's all right. I'm only hearing his end of the conversation, it's okay. My name is Mud anyway, have a nice day. And there wasn't one drop of upset, nothing. It was totally, he said, yeah, okay, you know, so they do it. Story number two. I should have four stories to tell you. Story number two. At the Aguda convention last year, I was very honored to have been one of the guest speakers. And this was the first Aguda, not Aguda convention, Torah Masorah convention, the first Torah Masorah convention I ever attended. Yeah, right.
Going back and, to
the scene. Okay, I'm not going. So it was the first I had ever attended. And of course, all the Rosh Yeshiva were there. Now, you might remember that some of the Rosh Yeshiva ate in the dining room with the public, and some did not, and they took their meals in their rooms, probably because the public really has a way of bothering them nonstop, and they're also human beings, and so therefore they took their meals in their rooms. And people, young ladies who were counselors and the babysitters, also doubled like as waitresses for the Gedolim, and they would bring them the meals. So, as I understand it, I think the story is with Rabbi Malkiel Kafra, the Rosh Yeshiva of Lakewood, from the younger Rosh Yeshiva today, that he's sitting in his room, and suddenly there's a knock on the door, and Rabbi Malkiel opens the door, and there's a young lady standing there, and her hands are laden with all the food, you know, for their meal. So Rabbi Malkiel, you know, takes it, and his rabbits, and they take it, sit down, this and that. And as the young lady is leaving, Rabbi Malkiel realizes both her hands were occupied holding the thing. Who was able to knock on the door? So he asked the young lady, who knocked on the door? So she looking down a little bit, she said, that man over there, that he was still in the hallway. So Malkiel put his head out of the window. It was Reb Kamenetsky. He saw the lady with two hands. She couldn't knock on the door. He says, I'll do it for you. Don't worry. You know? Not that long ago, I did a film for Project Inspire in which Reb Kamenetsky spoke. And so we'd had the filming at the Torah Masorah offices on Coney Island Avenue. Right after the filming, we had a mincha minyan, which was comprised of the Gedolim. They were having a meeting right after the film. Reb Shmuel was coming in for the meeting. So we had a mincha minyan. Who was at the mincha minyan? Reb Aaron Feldman of Ne'er Yisrael. You know, Reb Hill David, Myra. I mean, the Gedolim, all there. Everybody was there. It was amazing. So I daved mincha with them. It was great. So during mincha, I'm standing there, and the Chazaras HaShatz, the Chazan is saying the Chazaras HaShatz, but I happen to be standing right next to Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky. And suddenly Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky walks out of the room, and he grabs an office chair that has wheels. He starts wheeling the chair into the room of the mincha minyan. So I immediately went to help him. So he like waved me off, but I still helped him. He like was waving me off. We're not allowed to talk. It's not because I was a shot. It's not allowed to talk. Fine. And then he leaves the chair right, the two of us standing together, like right between us. Leaves the chair there. And he doesn't sit down on it. So I'm wondering, why did he go out? Why did he bring the chair? What's the whole purpose? So right after davening, I went over to him. I said, Rosh Yeshiva, I was only trying to help you with the chair. You waved me off. But if Rosh Yeshiva brought the chair in, like, and you're not sitting on it, why'd you bring it in? He says, I was looking at you during Shmoneh Esrei, you looked so tired, he told me. So I decided I was going to bring you the chair. You understand? The Gadol Hadar, you understand? Unbelievable. Unbelievable story. And here's the final story. And this one takes the cake. Not this summer, the summer before, there was a meeting of Gedolim that took place in Eretz Yisrael. Got a week-long series of meetings with Rav Steinman and all the Gedolim of Eretz Yisrael, along with the Gedolim of America. And all the famous names were there. They were all there in Eretz Yisrael. As the program called for Friday night, they were all davening together at the Kosel HaMarabim. All the Gedolim at the Kosel HaMarabim. A young man who had just become Baal Tshuva happened also that Friday night to be davening at the Kosel. He looks around, he sees these people with these beards, with these beautiful faces. He figured he's died and he went to heaven. You know, this is like, he couldn't get enough of it. And he's like, but he's glaring at them. He's like looking at them. He's like, he's soaking it in, you know? So someone notices how excited this guy is. He goes over to him. He says, I see you look very surprised. What's this about? He says, I'll tell you the truth. I'm a brand new Baal Tshuva. And here I am, and I'm with these holy, holy people. I just can't believe my good fortune. So the Yid says, would you like to get a blessing from one of them? He said, sure, I'd love to, but I'm embarrassed to approach them. He says, don't worry, I'll take you. He takes the man by the hand, and he takes him over to Rabbi Aaron Schechter. You ever see a picture of Aaron Schechter? He's one of the most amazingly beautiful people. I mean, with the beard, he's extremely charismatic. He's unbelievable, Rabbi Aaron Schechter. So he goes up to Rabbi Aaron Schechter. Rabbi Aaron Schechter looks at this guy and intuitively figures it out right away that this guy's a new Baal Tshuva, you know, and he's so excited. And so he takes the man's hand and he gives him all the brachas and he wishes him well. I don't have to tell you, it made his day, it made his week, made his life. I mean, he was like so excited. Later that evening, he was a guest in the home of one of the Americans who lives in the Rova, the old city of Yerushalayim. And he sits there and he has this glow on his face. And as he walks in, they see him and say, wow, you look terrific. Anything interesting happens? He says, yeah, I just stopped by the Kosel HaMaravi. All these great rabbis were there. And you know what? I met Rabbi Aaron Schechter and Rabbi Aaron Schechter gave me a bracha. He said, wow, that's really nice. Did you see Shmuel Kamenetsky? He says, who's that? Just Shmuel Kamenetsky, one of the rabbis. Nah, I didn't see him. I don't know who he is. Next day for lunch, he's invited somewhere else, to another American family. And again, he's got this glow in his face. He says, wow, you look terrific. You listen to that. What happened? He says, last night I went to the club. I got a bracha for a Aaron Schechter. Wow. He said, did you see Shmuel Kamenetsky? Who is that guy? And he asks me, who is that guy, Shmuel Kamenetsky? So one of the kids of the family runs into the room and he brings out a Yated Ne'aman newspaper. And the centerfold always has the pictures of the news. Now, they already had pictures of the previous meetings earlier in the week and they had the spread. So the kid is showing him, like, all the gedolim. So he shows him Rabbi Aaron Schechter. He says, yeah, that's Rabbi Aaron Schechter. That's the guy who gave me the bracha. He says, well, this one's Shmuel Kamenetsky. Yeah, he's the guy who took me to him. I want to tell you something. The bigger they are, not the harder they fall. The humbler they are. Excellent. The humbler they are. It is unbelievable. But the truth is that that's what Jewish leadership is all about.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org